WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. One person is dead and another was flown to the hospital in critical condition after an accident on Highway 21 just north of OSR. KBTX reports the accident occurred Sunday evening near Fazino Lane and closed the highway in both directions. Information about the accident, including how the head-on collision occurred on the divided highway, was not made immediately available by DPS. Before the end of the week, the Texas A&M football team will be practicing on new turf at Kyle Field. A&M system officials announced installation began late Saturday ahead of schedule. The new sod from North Carolina was ordered after chunks of the former turf came up during the Aggies game against Rice 2 weeks ago. Its replacement arrived in more than two dozen refrigerated semi-trailers. While the team gets to check it out before going to Mississippi State this Saturday, the first real test of the $300,000 replacement will be the following weekend on October 11th when A&M hosts Ole Miss. Tuesday night is the first of two public meetings to get your ideas about the Twin Cities First Park for children with special needs.
Well, you might remember a few months ago, City Council discussed a future playground at the Stephen C. Beachy Central Park.
Okay.
It's to be an inclusive playground for children with special needs, and it's called the Fun for All Playground. There will be two public meetings to gather some input and some feedback about what sort of features that should have.
City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol says much of the $2 million cost will be paid through private fundraising. Tuesday night's public meeting starts at 6:30 at the Southwood Community Center. The person in charge of all Blinn College campuses is stepping down. District President Harold Nolte has announced his retirement effective at the end of January next year. That will complete more than 4 years at Blinn and a 35-year career in Texas higher education. A news release listing Dr. Nolte's accomplishments is online at WTAW.com. A special meeting of the Blinn's College Board of Trustees will take place this afternoon at 4 in Brenham. The agenda includes an executive session to discuss the district president's position. One of the tools used to bring economic development to the Twin Cities, particularly the BioCorridor, has been suspended. The administration of the Texas Enterprise Fund has been criticized again, this time following a state auditor's report showing almost $250 million was awarded to 11 companies that did not submit an application. Dallas economist Ray Perryman was among those calling for reforms that emphasize more transparency.
We need to clean them up. We need to look at ways that we can make them more efficient and run more like they should. At the same time, we have to be very careful that we don't put the recipients in a straitjacket, because there have been states that have actually lost locations because of something like that.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who is supposed to sign off on all awards, says he would not okay any more grants until the auditor's recommendations have been fully implemented. A new survey conducted by the Texas Transportation Institute indicates we love our cars and are not interested in walking, bicycling, carpooling, or in public transportation. 91% of Texans say they drive alone in their car on their daily commute, and they plan to keep it that way.
These auto drivers see themselves as the primary users of the system rather than one of many users.
And researcher Chris Simek says there is no support for any new taxes, like raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, An annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure stretches from Texas to Michigan this morning. Lots of sunshine and dry the next few days. Temperatures will make 90 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 70 to 75. High pressure stays with us tomorrow. More sunshine. It'll be 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows of 70 to 75. Sun and clouds on Wednesday. Chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll have a recap of Friday Night Lights coming up in just a bit, as well as the Aggies getting an overtime win, the last of Major League Baseball for the Texas teams, and the Texans and Cowboys both in action. We'll cover all that for you and more coming up at about 7:50.
So there you go. I guess maybe I knew about this and I'm old and forgot it, but a two-year study of three elementary schools in College Station, this is from our National Prep Service, found that when school children were given the choice of standing or sitting at their desks, 374 out of 480 students chose to stand and increased their daily activity level by 30% and their caloric burn by 15%. Researchers at the Ergonomic Center at A&M say that humans get into the habit of sitting at a young age despite being naturally inclined to want to move throughout the day. That's pretty cool. I mean, let them do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sit down and be quiet.
Yeah. Well, My thought is, though, I mean, if there's stand-up desks, though, that doesn't work for everybody because, you know.
Some are taller than others.
Yeah, and then, well, you get indiscriminate. Well, you know, I'm not sure. But, and I would guess I'm just going to cast a wide net and think there's somebody out there listening who has some sort of firsthand knowledge of this and a little bit more information than we have right here. But I find that interesting because I like to work standing up. I enjoy doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's people in my company like to stand up. That's same thing, you know, have stand-up desks. So it would be interesting. You're right. I mean, that's the question. That's what, you know, people say, sit down and be quiet. And as a result, there could be some natural tendency to be able to move around, and you can't do that. Or if you're hyper, you know, you don't want to be sitting down because your leg is bouncing.
Well, and you know that at some point there's going to be a problem with somebody that is in a wheelchair or something.
Oh,
and
sure.
They can't.
Right.
And
yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of those things can happen. Anyway, just thought. So I, as a public service, we decided to start the morning with a joke.
Yeah, public service.
Now, there's some people who were not here at the beginning of the show.
So you're going to do it again, aren't you?
So I was thinking, what's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
I don't know, Scott. What is the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
Almost anybody can roast beef.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There's the joke. Dang, I couldn't even get my rim shot. Anyway, almost anybody can roast beef.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's okay. That's the wrong one, but it's okay.
I know. You don't want to tell the joke, though.
Yeah, I know.
What was it all about, the
North
timing?
Yes, thank you. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has not been seen in public since September 3rd.
Disappeared.
Officials say that he's suffering from discomfort.
What does that mean?
He's suffering from North Korea.
Yeah. He looked in the mirror and saw what he looked like, and so there you go.
It took him on a tour of his country.
Yeah. So because of this in the U.S., shoppers lose $1.3 billion a year. That is incorrect change at the register. Incorrect change.
With a B?
Yeah.
Billion?
That's what it says here.
Wow.
$1.3 billion.
Because it seems like if you got incorrect change, it would sort of, you know, little too much and a little too little.
It would sort of even out.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's true. This may not be a net. Okay.
Oh.
This may not be a net. I'm just saying. Not sure, but we'll see. We're hearing more, a little bit, not nearly as much as is really happening, but apparently pretty ugly over in Hong Kong over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that.
Police lobbing tear gas into the crowds over there.
The ostensibly free
Hong
Kong.
Yeah, doing that pro-democracy thing again in central Hong Kong. And demonstrators called for China's government to grant the city unfettered democracy. Yeah, don't count on that happening anytime soon. Tear gas was last used in Hong Kong back in 2005. Was reading an article over the weekend. You know, we think about Las Vegas as being a gambling mecca, and it is in the United States.
It's been usurped.
Yeah, but for a while, Macau has really, it's Vegas on steroids, to the point that the Sands Corporation, their China division, 2 years ago had a profit of 27%. Last year had a profit of 87%.
Their stock
went up 87%. Comes now the Chinese government deciding that they're going to crack down on money laundering. Every one of the casinos has lost at least 25% this year.
Really?
Yeah. So that's basically what they've been using that for over there. But yeah, they say that place makes really makes Vegas look like Norzulch. I mean, it's
That's what they say.
That's right. Yeah. No, I like Norzulch. But I'm just saying. Yeah, that's apparently it's it's been all about laundering the money, seeing how that works out. All right, so now it's good that you're back, Patrick, so you can tell us now about over the weekend how Apple released their new update for the iOS 8 system.
I don't even care.
Okay. Fix the problems that caused iPhone owners to actually lose their cell phone signal entirely. Imagine that, cell phone you can't use.
No, that's not possible. Apple's just work.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Apple says that the iOS 8.0.2 update will also make the apps more thumb friendly.
Oh, good.
I don't know what that means.
Easier to type.
Okay.
Text, stuff like that. Maybe.
Cure some photo and video bugs and improves the support for third party keyboards.
Did it ever get that iWave support where you just pop it in your microwave for about a minute and a half?
Yeah, exactly. Works out great. Yeah, no, we did talk about that last week. Meanwhile,
I intentionally have not uploaded the new system on my phone yet.
I understand. Government officials are said to be worried. This is kind of interesting in that they may have outsmarted themselves. Government officials are a little worried about the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models, which are encrypted by a unique system that cannot be decoded. Technology Review from MIT says that each phone makes a unique encryption code so that only the user will have access to his or her phone. Apple says it'll take around 5 years to decode enough information to obtain data from the phone. The problem, obviously, police and government agencies like the NSA cannot obtain information on the bad guys then. So if, for instance, they're kidnappers or crime suspects or terrorists or whatever use an iPhone, you can't track their movements.
Right.
That's not good.
Well,
whatever.
We need to spy on all of you because we need to protect you from some of you.
Wow. Oh, listen to this. Okay.
Oh, and I'm not 100% certain they can't crack it anyway.
Well, and again, it could be there's a back door there someplace.
Of course there is. It's Apple.
Oh, we can't get in anymore. Go ahead and continue on with your nefarious activity.
Listen to you. Okay.
We can't do anything about it.
In the meantime, Apple has continued. This has not been a good 2 weeks, really, for them. But
no.
Yeah. In the meantime, they're continuing to want to tell you that the bending of the phones is not nearly as bad as we thought.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they asked Consumer Reports to please come out and say that. So Consumer Reports has done some tests.
Uh-huh.
They found the iPhone 6 Plus takes 90 pounds of pressure before it permanently deforms. The normal iPhone 6 takes less, 70 pounds. They tested other phones as well, like the HTC One at 70 pounds, the LG's G3, 130 pounds, the iPhone 5, 130 pounds, and the Galaxy Note, 150 pounds. So, just saying. But, to the rescue of Apple, and why shouldn't they be there
sure.
for them? Uri Geller, remember him?
Yes.
Uri Geller. Oh, yeah. Uri Geller says he knows. And if they are just willing to hire him, he can take care of it.
He must be getting tired of ramen.
Well, really. The energy and excitement of the millions of consumers stirred up their mental forces, causing the iPhone to bend, is what Uri says. So he is willing to help Apple if they'll hire him. He says 1 in 9 customers has complained about the bent sign. At first, I thought it was 9 customers. Oh, it was 1 in 9. Oh, okay. There's a difference there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, here you are. Star Trekkies. It's a 722. Researchers at the University of Rochester, the one in the UK, apparently not the one over here, have built a working cloaking device that physicists say they were inspired by Harry Potter's invisibility cloak. But it sounds like it works more like the Romulan Warbird cloaking device in the Star Trek series.
Well,
you said that like you actually knew.
I know how to say Romulan. I know that. No, yeah, I saw the movie. I think I saw the movie that had that. Time Magazine's website says the cloaking device, the first one known to hide three-dimensional objects continuously and from multiple directions. It works by using 4 optic lenses to keep an object hidden as the viewer move several degrees away. Possible uses for technology. Oh, okay. Possible uses for technology, aside from mounting a sneak attack on the Federation from the edge of the neutral zone, include making lenses that will help a surgeon look through his hands to see what he is operating on. Really? Or lenses that can be applied to as a truck so that they could see maybe blind spots or something from other vehicles back in their blind spots.
Huh.
Okay. I like that idea of people being able to see through their hands.
Yeah. Rather make it easier to highlight things.
I would think so. Hear about the New Mexico cop who saw a ghost?
No.
And I saw this video this morning. That's what I do. I get up in the morning and watch videos like that. Carl Romero, who was monitoring the security cameras last week in Espanola, New Mexico, spotted this figure moving across the parking lot. All the gates were locked down for the night. The parking lot was secure, so nobody should have been able to get in. He said, at first I thought it was a fly or a moth, but then I saw legs and it was human. The officer confirms he definitely believes in ghosts, says that other people at the police station have also reported similar paranormal activity. Points out that there have been some unsolved murders in the area. So, woo, there you go.
Goodness.
See how all that works out. All right, so.
From cloaking devices to ghosties.
What can I say? And coming up in the next half hour, something we haven't talked about in a long, long time, and I'm really excited about that. Salmon cannons. Salmon cannons. Got those going.
And how does that work?
Uh-huh.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the great principle of equality set forth by the Declaration of Independence.
Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver built to guard or protect an apple of gold, the apple being the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights to all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to constitutionminute.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Good morning. It's 726, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com. Weather, well, it's going to get one little last taste maybe of some warm weather out there. We're going to get up around 90, 92 next couple of days. Low temperature tonight be okay, though, about 70 or 72. Now, to let you know, on Thursday, we've got a 40% chance of rain. High temperature on Friday, only 83. And Friday night, we're looking at a low of 59 degrees. So that could be kind of fun. Right now, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 70 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hours after the attorney general quit, a Washington Post column ran with this headline: Eric Holder was the black leader Obama could never be. This piece claims that Holder was unbound by the racial constraints that his boss, Barack Obama, operated under. Like when Holder called America essentially a nation of cowards when it comes to race. Speech, according to the Post, established Holder as Obama's conscience and inner voice. The column claims that despite Obama's silence on race, Holder has always been up to something on race, both rhetorically and judicially. They run through a litany of examples. Holder sued Alabama over voter ID law. The Supreme Court ruled for Alabama. After Trayvon Martin, Holder attacked stand-your-ground laws, which are still in the books. Holder met with activists in Ferguson, Missouri. The Post argues that Holder is the authentic voice on race that Obama is not. And we've heard that theme before when the LA Times called Obama the magic Negro. Now, no mention in the Post that Holder is simply doing Obama's bidding. No mention of Holder's inflammatory handling of the new Black Panther voting intimidation case. No mention in the Post that race relations under Obama and Holder are worse than before. No nation has shed more blood for racial equality than America. This great nation deserves a great attorney general. We can only pray we get one now that Holder's disgraceful tenure is coming to an end.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? The answer is zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. 444-2810.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A DPS investigation continues into what caused the head-on collision that left one dead and another critically injured. The accident Sunday evening closed Highway 21 between OSR and Fazino Lane, according to a KBTX report. What led to the wrong-way traffic on the portion of 21 where the accident occurred and is separated by a grass median was not immediately available. Earlier this year, representatives of several service clubs announced plans to develop the Twin Cities' first playground for children with special needs. City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol says organizers have reached the point where they want to collect public input about the Fun for All area of Central Park.
The Fun for All playground is going to occupy, they think, about 2 acres at Central Park. Could have a price tag somewhere around $2 million. It is going to have fundraising efforts associated with that, thanks to folks from the Rotary Club of College Station, College Station Dune Lions Club, the Kiwanis, and the design work is being done by landscape architecture students at A&M. So it's really a nice collaborative endeavor.
Planners are looking for suggestions about what playground equipment and activity areas should be included. The first of two public meetings is Tuesday night at 6:30 at Southwood Community Center. Installation of the new $300,000 turf at Kyle Field is well on its way. Between 24 and 28 refrigerated semi-trailers trucked in the new sod from North Carolina. A&M system officials say installation started sooner than expected. The football team plans to practice on the new surface before leaving later this week for their third straight road game at Mississippi State. The first test of the replacement sod, brought in after chunks of the old turf came up 2 weeks ago, is when the Aggies host Ole Miss on October 11th. As installation continues, there is no public access to Kyle Field, but you can follow the progress online at the newly, they recently just turned them back on, kylefield.com/constructioncams. The leader of all Blinn College campuses has announced his retirement. District President Harold Nolte announced Friday afternoon he's leaving at the end of January next year. A special meeting of Blinn's Board of Trustees will take place this afternoon at 4 in Brenham. The agenda includes an executive session to discuss the district president's position. Dr. Nolte is ending his fourth year at Blinn and will be completing a 35-year career in Texas higher education. Governor Perry's signature achievement for economic development, the Texas Enterprise Fund, has been used multiple times in the Brazos Valley, most recently the BioCorridor. But the fund has come under fire again, this time by the state auditor's office, which found almost $250 million was awarded to 11 companies that did not submit an application. Dallas economist Ray Perryman says the fund needs to be reformed, but not eliminated.
We were not competing at all in economic development prior to that time, so there's been a significant role that the Enterprise Fund and some other programs have played in the success of the Texas economy, and we certainly can't afford to lose that success now.
As a result of the state audit, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has put an immediate hold on awarding grants until reforms have been fully implemented. A new survey conducted by the Texas Transportation Institute indicates we love our cars. Researcher Chris Simex says we're not interested in walking or bicycling, carpooling, or public transportation.
While they agree that there's a need to increase transportation funding, they're reluctant to pay any more than what they're currently paying.
Simex says that includes raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees.
We see that tolling relative to all the other options that were provided has a rather low level of support.
91% of Texans say they drive alone in their car on their daily commute, and they plan to keep it that way. How young is too young to start planning for your career? In the Temple School District, it's fifth grade. Temple ISD's Denise Ayers says they're the first in the state to start a career training program at the elementary school level.
The reason that we've decided to start it at the elementary level is truly because we live in a technology-based world, and every industry has some sort of technology connected to it. So we want to be able to position our students for success as much as humanly possible.
Ayers says thanks to House Bill 5, students must declare an endorsement as a freshman in high school, and they want to expose kids to as many opportunities and choices as they can. The job training begins in kindergarten. A rifle advertised as one used in the UT Tower mass murder is up for sale.
It's believed Charles Whitman used the Remington 700, among other weapons, when he killed 16 people and wounded 32 others before police shot him to death 48 years ago. Houston victims' rights advocate Andy Kahn says a relic like this belongs in the Crime and Punishment Museum in Washington, D.C.
The value is enhanced, obviously,
due to the ill-gotten notoriety, and we continue to give mass murderers like Whitman infamy and immortality that they richly don't deserve.
Khan says he'd like to know how the rifle ever made it into the hands of a private collector. Well, the rifle is listed for $25,000 on TexasGunTrader.com. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The Future Farmers of America has a record nationwide membership of 610,000 members. Communications Director Christy Meyer says that's a gain of 30,000 in just the last year.
One of the things our students are starting to realize is how many career opportunities there are in agriculture. And I think they're embracing that, and that's one of the reasons they're starting to take more agriculture education classes as well as become a part of FFA.
Meyer says they don't call the organization Future Farmers anymore because agriculture offers much more than farming. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 13th annual banquet, Speak Life, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
These truths that God was love, security, and consistency had made their way into my heart because of the work of Christ through SOS.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Beginning Saturday, October the 11th through Sunday, November the 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. And be sure to enjoy special savings opening weekend, October the 11th and 12th. Tickets are $13 for adults and $6 for children. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to produce sunshine. Temperature's going to reach 90 during the afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will reach 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy with patchy fog tomorrow night, 70 to 75. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. Though Wednesday afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We can come back from a deficit like that, and we can still come out with a win. We just got to keep fighting.
That's Kenny Hill following the amazing come-from-behind victory from Texas A&M in overtime. More there. We'll get you caught up with high school athletics, too, if you miss Friday Night Lights, and the NFL, as well as the last game for, at least for this year, for the Rangers and Astros. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
There you go. So Patrick, in the news, you had a story about some sort of a survey having to do with traffic.
I did.
So let's read that again slowly and kind of ingest that as people are driving to work. here this morning.
A new survey conducted by the Texas Transportation Institute indicates we love our cars.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise.
That's based in College Station, right? The Texas Transportation
Institute?
It is. Yeah. Okay. We love our cars. Okay, we know that. Yeah.
Researcher Chris Simek says we're not interested in walking, bicycling, carpooling, or in public transportation.
All right. Let's do that again very slowly. This is what we are not interested in, government officials.
We are not interested in walking.
Walking.
Bicycling.
Bicycling.
Carpooling.
Carpooling.
Or in public transportation.
Or in any kind of public transportation. So get over it, okay? Now, we understand when we're having football games and things like that, we got to move a lot of people to some place and away from that place in a short period of time. That's all right. But the last thing we want is to get into this big thing with a bunch of strangers, okay?
Texas is a big state.
We are. We're wide open. As they've always said, if you want to know how many people are working on a job site, count the number of trucks. All right, go ahead.
No surprise here. Simek says that we're not interested in raising the gas tax or vehicle registration. We're going to have to do that at some point.
Yeah, sorry. That's just going to happen.
This shocked me. 91% of Texans say they drive alone in their car on their daily commute.
Yeah, yeah.
And they plan to keep it that way.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I understand we're letting all these Yankees and all these foreigners come in here, but they got to understand the way we do things, okay?
It'd probably take $7 or $8 a gallon gas to get more people to carpool.
Yeah. Now, I'm saying this because I rode with somebody to the football game, so... You know, I'll go with it. I mean, I understand.
I'll tell you, when the prospect of trying to find a parking spot gets high enough, people will carpool.
Yes.
Public transport.
Right. You're exactly right. That's the kind of thing that is a driver to it. If that becomes too expensive to have or there's some sort of a scarcity situation, you're right. That will be the driving force. And believe me, I am very, very much in favor of registration prices going up. I'm very much in favor of online registration going up. Why shouldn't you charge $15 to do that? Think about the hassle that it is for you to go get your license plate or your little sticker and all that. Okay? Nick you for $15 and you don't have to do that? I think that's a very viable thing to do.
Maybe, you don't want to make it so high that people actually are encouraged to go in person because they save so much money by you doing it online.
All right, that's $15 for me. Okay, that happens to be... my point. I'm sure there are other people that there's another number. Some people would be more than happy to pay $30 to do it. Others don't want to pay more than $5. But they need to find some happy medium where it's going to cost more. Hello?
How in blazes do you carpool when none of your neighbors work anywhere close to
you? That's the other thing. Exactly right. Again, you have to have a certain amount of density there. And this bicycling thing is crazy.
We went to Austin 2 weekends ago.
Oh, those people are nuts.
Holy cow.
Oh, they're crazy.
The bike lanes are bigger than the traffic lanes.
Oh, you're right.
God almighty.
Do you want to sit next to somebody who biked in from Round Rock? I mean, would you want to be doing that?
I didn't even like looking at them next to me.
Well, and that's the other thing about mass transit. Okay, that's fine. Spoke and hub kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring them down into wherever, all right? And then how are you going to get from where the mass transit lets you off and to your office, which is going to be maybe some distance, certainly in some heat. Going to have showers at the places where people work who do that? I'm just saying. But 91% is a big number.
It really is.
Especially when you consider when you go to the big city and you see that there are folks who have two people in the car, some who have three. But nonetheless, just find that... pretty interesting. Is that about all we got out of that?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm sure it's not new to most people, but it was new to me. I saw when the buses in Austin, they had little estimates on how soon the next one would be there. I thought that was pretty neat.
Well, you need that. I think that's a very good idea. And especially if you have a system that's unreliable, you know. as opposed to trains. Because trains, they are. Those are programmed, and you know that they're going to be there. There can be incidences that happen on surface transit that's going to be a little bit different.
That's correct. So.
All right, let's move on to the important... Hello?
Okay.
Move on to the important stuff. You want to talk about robot cheerleaders or salmon cannon?
Salmon cannon.
Yes. Right.
Fish and wildlife officials in Washington State are farming fish using a salmon cannon that will transport the fish around dams and other obstructions to the hatchery sites. The official name for it is the fish transport system. 120 long tubes that use compressed air to shoot the fish into the desired destination.
Into my boat.
Yeah, there you go. It's all those fish that jump into the boat. You know, you've seen the videos of those, right? People going down the river in Ohio and that kind of area. Anyway, the Discovery.com DNews story shows the shooting salmon through the air, and it's not. They tell us it's not stressful to the fish. Yeah, the little fish voice is going, oh no!
Into a crowd of people saying, "Me, me, over here!"
Yeah,
over
exactly.
Here.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and how long till they have contests? Really?
Maybe they already do.
That's what I mean. You know they're going, okay, look, I'm going to, off the tree, off the rock,
right,
into that little dead spot right there. You see it?
Yeah. They say, officials say that the water park tube-like ride.
I'm glad they said that because I'm thinking if it's not stressful to the fish, this is a new revenue opportunity for water parks.
It is. It's like a big soda straw. Anyway, that ride is easier on the fish than moving them by hand or forcing them up a fish ladder. And the best part is if the fish slows or stops in the tube, workers can feed in another fish and blast it out the side. Okay, so they're doing onesies on this. They're doing onesies. Why don't you just get a vacuum and just kind of sucks them up on one side and shoots them out the other?
That was my thought.
But, you know, the fish huggers might not like that. Washington State's $150,000 salmon cannon developed by a company called Whoosh Innovation.
Whoosh.
Hello.
Good morning. I just wonder how long it'll take the bears to figure out exactly where to stand.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. What they'll do is they'll put out, I mean, the bears will be sitting in the aluminum stands in the bleachers just waiting for those things to come at them. I don't think there's any doubt in the world.
That's called fast food is what that's called. Yeah. that's a bear drive-through.
Like a drive-through window. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, anyway. All right, let's do this then.
And you know, at some point, they'll learn that noise.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes Pavlovian.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there's any doubt. They'll get there and they'll just go, okay, this is coming up. I know what this
and
is.
And then hunters will learn that noise.
Yeah.
Did you mention the speed?
No, I don't have a speed. I don't know.
22 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. No, I had no idea. Okay. Well, okay. 22 miles an hour?
Uh-huh. Oh, this is awesome. There's video.
Now, what happens when they hit the water?
Well, a splash.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some surface tension right there, and, you know, they maybe could bounce. How many times could you skip the salmon?
Actually, in one example, they just release it right underneath the surface of the water.
Oh.
So there's no flying.
Oh. Oh, oh, that's no fun. Okay, anyway, we'll look forward to seeing that. All right, we got to go. We'll talk robot cheerleaders before 8 o'clock. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
People, and me too, often expect life to remain basically the same year after year. But you know what? Life is filled with transitions, many of them unexpected, but a lot of them very common. And if you're prepared for those changes, they can actually improve your quality of life rather than derail it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For many women, one of the most significant transitions is having a child. The next most significant is when her children are raised. It's the end of at least 18 years of hands-on commitment and dedication. Almost overnight, her most important priorities in life no longer live under her roof, and she can find herself wondering about her sense of identity and purpose. This can be an emotional time for any parent, but it seems especially challenging for women. They can feel lost and begin to question whether or not they have value to anyone around them. And if answers don't seem readily apparent, they may be tempted to look for solutions in all the wrong places. And that's why I'd suggest that women have a close group of female friends or a mentor who can offer context and perspective. Meaningful relationships can be a lifeline when everything else seems upside down. With the help of others, a woman can find her way through the uncertainty and rediscover her unique place in the world. If you're in that moment right now, in this stage of life, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com for more. I'm Jim Daly.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. Do you know someone suffering from emotional, behavioral, or substance abuse related problems? There's someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. In many cases, day treatment is available so that patients can be home at night. Call for a free assessment, 979-703-8848, or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. A quick recap of Friday Night Lights. Consol was trying to get off the Ofer streak they were on, and they did with junior running back Tyree Merchant. He rushed for a career-high 276 yards and three touchdowns, and the Tigers nipped Huntsville 37-36. The Bryan High Vikings blanked Livingston 48-zip. Rudder stumbled to Caney Creek 43-36. College Station whipped Willis 59-21, and Navasota stayed perfect, drubbing Fort Worth Castleberry 56 to field goal. That's 56-3. And St. Joseph Catholic managed Magnolia Legacy Prep 48-7. For more on your very favorite team, please go to BrazosFootball.com. It was a real nail-biter for Aggie football this weekend. The Aggies trailed 28-14 before Kenny Hill threw two long scoring passes in the fourth quarter, the first an 86-yarder to Edward Pope. With 2:08 left, only two plays after Arkansas missed a field goal, Josh Reynolds hooked up with Kenny Hill for the one that would send him to overtime.
Hill throws, and it is a catch! 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 59 yards!
Kenny Hill threw for 386 yards and four touchdowns, including the 25-yarder to Malcolm Kennedy on the very first play of overtime.
Looking to throw, he will, and a catch, and a touchdown! It's Kennedy! One play, 25 yards, touchdown, Malcolm Kennedy. Wow.
Then it was the D's turn. In college overtime, both teams get a crack at one another from the 25-yard line. A&M scored on their possession. The Razorbacks had to answer. And on fourth down.
Waiting on the snap. He's got it. A handoff, and I don't think he got it. He's been stopped. He's been stopped. No first down. The game's over. The Aggies have won this in overtime, 35-28.
So when you go into the locker room and you've won the big game, this is what the coach does.
What a great, great, not good, a great team victory. Yeah! It took everybody. It took offense. Yeah! It took special teams. Yeah! It took defense. Yeah!
The Aggs remain undefeated, beating Arkansas 35-28. Kenny Hill was asked after the game and the win what that showed for both he personally and the team.
I think that just shows us more than anything, like, we can come back from a deficit like that and we can still come out with a win. We just got to keep fighting.
Aggs head to Starksville, Mississippi to take on Mississippi State Saturday. The kickoff set for 11. Pregame broadcast starts at 10, and it's all live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. No real change in the polls, at least in the top 10. Florida State remains the number one team in the country, according to the AP, but the Seminoles claim just 27 of 60 first-place votes following their second consecutive close call. Second-ranked Oregon and number three Alabama each claimed 13 first-place votes, while Oklahoma picked up seven. Auburn finished fifth, followed by Texas A&M, Baylor, UCLA, Notre Dame, and Michigan State. The number six Aggie soccer team walked out of the weekend with a pair of SEC victories. The first, a convincing 4-1 thrashing of LSU in Baton Rouge, and an equally impressive road win nudging Ole Miss 2-1. The ladies get a rest from the road with a match at Ellis Field Friday against the Florida Gators at 7 o'clock. You can actually listen to that game live on our sister station, The Zone 95.1-3. Middle blocker Shelby Sullivan was almost unstoppable with 20 kills, which is a career high for her, and she led number 22 Texas A&M volleyball to an SEC season-opening victory against Auburn, straight-setting the Tigers at Reed Sunday. In the NFL, Tony Romo threw three touchdown passes as the Dallas Cowboys beat the New Orleans Saints 38-17. DeMarco Murray ran for a pair of scores and another 100-yard game, making him the leading rusher in the NFL, and the Cowboys kept Drew Brees and the Saints scoreless in the first half. J.J. Watt had another highlight reel play to help the Houston Texans overcome a rough day on offense.
Manuel intercepted by Watt. And the big fella lumbering inside the 40. No one is going to catch Watt into the end zone for the pick six.
That helped the Texans to a 23-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. On the last day of the regular season for Major League Baseball, neither team from Texas could manage a win. The Rangers fell to the A's 4-0, and the Stros got dumped by the Mets 8-3. In the PGA, Europe is celebrating its third straight Ryder Cup victory following a rout of the United States. And finally, in NASCAR, Jeff Gordon has won the third race in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship and is part of the 12-driver field that advances to the next round. Gordon was in control of the closing laps Sunday at Dover International Speedway and joined Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano as three drivers who are guaranteed spots in the next round of the chase. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If you're not headed to the Aggie game, then let me suggest you head over to the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. That's the place that used to be Briarcrest Country Club, because they'll have a watch party this weekend. They have them every weekend. 13 flat-screen TVs in the bar and on the patio, or in the game room with the two high-definition golf simulators that double as 10-foot-tall HD TVs. And while you're there, check out the indoor waterfall. They've got drink specials that include half-price maroon-out margaritas and $2 off buckets of beer. And they've got their house-made pizza. All that's available, too. And, you know, they've got a great atmosphere for you to go watch a football game. They've got a great atmosphere for business meetings, for company meetings, for daily dining. By the way, there's, of course, swimming and tennis and golf that's available to the general public. Give them a call to book the a room or the entire place if you want to. 776-0133. Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, not your average location for a business meeting or meal.
Fall is almost here. You know what that means.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can help you and your family camp or tailgate in style this fall. There's never been a better time.
This is the moment, this is the time.
Tailgate in absolute luxury with a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 38 FLFS.
Take $29,900 off.
Enjoy the gorgeous fall weather with your family in a brand new Shadow Cruiser 225 RBS.
Just $214 a month right now.
You can rely on RV Station in Bryan for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with us.
Jayco number 2742, sale price $63,995. Shadow Cruiser number 2857, sale price $21,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 5% down plus TT and LWAC.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. You know, you got one more day to do this. You buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's and you get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or you get a $500 credit on a new system at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Weather going to be a little bit warmer this week than what we have been used to, but still all right. 90 degrees for a high temperature today, about 92 for the next couple of days. And then a 40% chance of rain on Thursday night. Friday night, 59, we think. It's 69 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.